I wanted to pick up just on this Tosfos over here in Tesamon Aleph, Yiboy Seima. Tosfos is a kasha, even in the case where she was married before, she had their heiress in before the age of three. So the Mor says, in that situation, there's only one self. The only question is, it definitely happened Tachtov. The question, did it happen Be'oinus or Berotzen? Tosfos says, really, we could still present the Sveik Sveiko. Did it happen as a Ketana or a Gedolo? Because Ketana is not held culpable for her actions. And then even if it happened as a Gedolo, it happened as an Oinus or a Rotzen. So we still have a Sveik Sveiko. So Tosfos says, that the heter of being a katana is because the act of a katana is not called an act bedas. And the heter of a gedolah ba'onus is because it was an act which was done bedas, because it was against her will. So it's the same heter. So it's two examples of the same heter, but the logic of the heter is the same thing. So Tosfos says it's very important you saw it in Sveik Sveik. Even like I can give you two different scenarios why it should be mutter, which we could argue both of those are forms. So if you're going with the logic of the Rashba, let's say that the heter Sveik Sveik is a roiv, I still have presented a majority of scenarios where it's mutter. Even though the logic is the same logic, they're both the same heter, because I have two reasons why this case should be mutter. Maybe it happened when she's a katana. It even happened when she's a gedolah, but it maybe happened by this. So that's two good arguments why it should be mutter. But the logic behind the arguments is the same logic. So Tosfos seems to say that's not a valid. That's not a valid Sveik Sveik. So it has to be that there's two different reasons why something is mutter. Over here, it's the same reason. So Tosfos is clearly not learning the logic of the Rash, but it's totally right. It's a simple concept of roiv. The Shach, when he brings this halacha down, Tosfos down, he presents this pshat, and he brings it. There's some Rishonim who say this, the side of Tosfos, they understand Tosfos in a different way. There's a concept in Sveik Sveika called Misapeches. Now, when you say a Sveik Sveika, it has to be able to go in multiple directions. I argue that I have a Sveik Sveiko, maybe A or B. And even if B, maybe C or D, right? But let's say if I say maybe A or B, then if I choose B, I have an option of C or D. But if I choose A, I don't have an option of C or D. So why do I have a right to go? I'm sorry. If I start with A or B, I could say either A or B, and then even if B, C or D, right? A is heter, B is iser. But even if there's a case of iser, there's still an argument why should be mutter. But let's say I start with C and D, maybe C and D. Can I go back to A and B? So if I can't, the Rashach says it's not a valid Sveik Sveik. These we shouldn't. Why? Because why do I have a right to start with A and B and then go to C or D? Maybe I should start with C and D, then I can't go back to A or B. So that from that, if I start with that, there's only one suffix. So what's my argument? I say like this. Maybe it was Be'oinus, or maybe it was Berotzen. And even if it was Berotzen, maybe it happened when she's a katana. Well, that's not true, because if it's a katana, it's by definition, it's an Oinus. Right? So I don't have two ways. I only have one way to look at it. I could start with the first question. Maybe it happened as a katana, and katana by definition is mutter. And even if it happened as a gedolah, maybe it happened by Oinus and it's mutter. So from that direction, I have two svekas. If I start with maybe it's Be'oinus or maybe it's Berotzen, I only have one suffix. I can't go to the second suffix, because how can I say, and even if it was Berotzen, maybe it happened as a katana. The logic of a katana is that's not called Berotzen. So that's what Tosfos means. Shemar is chadhu, I can't do my svek is not misapechas. I can't do it in either way, in either direction. I can't turn it around. So the Shach learns there. I mean, the Rishonim will learn that's the logic what Tosfos is saying. It's not there's this new rule called Shemar is chadhu, but by definition, every time it's if the heter is the same heter in both cases, by definition, you can't go two directions. The only thing that Shach adds is that there are scenarios where the logical progression of the thought process is in a certain way. That's a valid Sveik Sveik. Even if it won't be Misapeches. Like, there are certain scenarios which we you know, the case where an animal was the question, did an animal come a treifa? There's certain attacks, certain animals of prey, when they attack an animal, your domesticated animal, they don't always necessarily make it a treifa. So the first question was, we don't know the truth, let's say, whether there was an attack at all. We don't know whether the animal of prey ever was actually on this animal. And then even if it did, it could have attacked it in multiple ways. So that's the Sveik Sveik. We don't know whether if it ever went down to the top of the animal at all. And even if it did, it was Sveik Dora, Sveik Loidora. So we don't know if it did an act of Teresa, which is a certain way to make the animal a treifa. You can't turn it around. Maybe it was Doris, not Doris. Even if it was Doris, maybe it wasn't all. I mean, that's ridiculous. By definition, if it was Doris, it was all. Right? So it's not Misapechas, but the Shach says that's valid because that's a logical progression of thought. First, we have to know, was there attack at all? Even if there was attack, what did it do during the attack? So that, you know, so even though the heter and then that is both, because it's not a treifa. It's all one heter. Treifas didn't happen. But there's logical reasons why that should happen. So that's a valid Sveik Sveikah. He said, the end of Klai Sveik Sveikah is very complicated. And never make a Sveik Sveikah by yourself because you don't know what you're talking about. That's the bottom line of what he says at the end of Klai Sveik Sveikah. In general, you should use the Sveik Sveikahs which are found in Halacha. Make up your own. Don't you dare, because they're very complicated. Anyway, people throw in Sveik Sveikahs all the time. It's like, you know, like, really?
Yeah. So why isn't it Mishapachos in this case? I mean, if you started off that she was... Yeah, it's a question whether she was a Katana Gadola. You see that it doesn't work that way?
If I start with, was it a Katana or a Gadola? Katana, by definition, is always Mutter.
Right.
Even if it's a Gadola, maybe it happened by Oinus. That's a good one. Let's just start with, maybe it was an Oinus. The logic is not, the Heter will start with a Heter of Oinus. Maybe it happened by Oinus. Therefore, it's Mutter. And even if it happened by Rotsa, maybe it happened as a Katana. That sentence is not correct, because if it happened in Barotza, it didn't happen as a Katana, because Katana is not called Barotza. So that argument won't flip around. Okay. A lot of other important points of Tosis, we're not going to get involved in them. Tosis does say one thing at the end, that the Mukkas 8, Tosis says, why don't you say there's a Sveik Sveika of, we know that the Psulim are broken. But maybe it happened through an act of a person, a bia. Maybe it happens that her psulim got damaged. That happens sometimes. Mukas eitz. So they have a slobos like sveika. So Tosis says, don't argue to me that mukas eitz is lo shchiach, which means therefore that Tosis is saying, had that been true, I'm willing to say that a sveika doesn't work if one of the two options is not considered shchiach. It's not common. Tosis proves with Gemara that that's not true. It was fairly common. Tosis says, you know, in the average scenario of a Mukas Eitz, a woman knows about it. So say it. So by definition, since she didn't, she says, yeah, you found there was Pesach because I was a Mukas Eitz. I mean, she's not arguing that. She's denying the whole thing. So if it's an act of a man, they say, you know, so she's denying the whole thing. But, you know, that's something embarrassing, etc. She doesn't. If it did happen, didn't happen, whatever, we could argue why she didn't say anything. But what's her argument? Why she didn't say Mukas Eitz? So Tosis says that by definition, the fact that she didn't claim it, we have to take that off the table. It's not that can't be a valid possibility. But Tosis does say that Mukas Eitz is, don't argue Mukas Eitz is loishchiyah. Okay. So fine. Zotik Gemara. Mi Amar Rabbi Elazar Hachi. Does Rabbi Elazar that just because the man claims that she was Mizana, that creates a status of Isser? That maybe a man and woman can walk in and they claim that there was a marriage with no Aiden. Rashi points out that the man's claim was there was a marriage with Aiden. Right? So Dabar Sheba Erva requires two Aiden to create a status. So there were Aiden. Where they Aiden, they left. But there were Aiden. So he's claiming, Shamin Afshech Tichel Yisura, that there were Aiden. Here the man's saying there was no Aiden. So maybe the Isser of an Isha Labala is a Dabar Sheba Erva, and it only becomes true If there are Edim, no Edim, it doesn't come true. So Rabbi Lozer says something along those lines. So the man, even if it's true, the man says Pesach Basul Matzotzi, he can't be Shabbat Nefesh Chalichah Yisurah because he's not Nesu just because he said so. Mi Rabbi Lozer Hachi, Vom Rabbi Lozer, Ein Ha'isha, Neseres Al Ba'alo, El Al Iske Kina Vistira, Ukumai Sishahoyah. Now, the only case a woman becomes Asur L'Bala is if there was a kinui, which means he warned her beforehand. So we had him set the saita. So the process of a saita is if a man, let's say, has some type of a chashad, has some type of suspicion that his wife is involved with another man. She says, a woman can't be yichud with another man. That's an issue of the raisa. But, you know, but doesn't make it into a saita. If the man says, he comes along and he says he's suspicious of her vis-a-vis a certain individual, and he says, do not be with that man in seclusion. So, and there's two Edim that he said that. And then she goes and she secludes herself with that man, and the two Edim that happened, that's called a Saita. That's the only case a woman becomes Aser. Ukemaisa Shahadya. And like the story which happened. The service happens referring to the story of Bathsheba vis-a-vis Uriah Hachiti. So Morris says, well, one second. That's before we apply back to Pesach Pesuach, so clearly that's challenging the Pesach Pesuach. This is only becomes us in this scenario, not in the scenario of the man claiming Pesach Pesuach. But the Morris says, before we get to that, the sentence itself doesn't make any sense. With Tisvara, Ma'aseh Shahaya b'kinah b'stira, however, there wasn't kinah b'stira in that case. Uriah Hachita never warned Bathsheba vis-a-vis David. So he's saying, you're giving me the example of kinah b'stira as David and Bathsheba. That wasn't true. Over there wasn't kinah b'stira. V'ayd mi asrua, and she didn't become asr on Uriah Hachita. David told Uriah to take his wife back. So she didn't become asr. Furthermore, Rashi points out, she was mutter to David afterwards. So she's mutter to David. The law is, in any case, a woman comes also to her husband, she comes also to the boil as well. So if David was allowed to take her afterwards, clearly she wasn't also to her husband. So this is a horrible example. If we're giving an example where she's also, but an example is A, it doesn't meet the criteria that you said, and B, the result isn't what you said. So what do you mean? So it's holokasha. Okay, that's not shirir. Hachikomer. This is what Rabbi Lozer meant to say is the opposite. Enisha neseres al ba'ala el alay iska kina b'stira. Mi ma'isa shahoya deloy have a kina b'stira v'lo yitzara. So the only case where she's aser is here David Malch knew that what he did. So there should be a shavi nafshe chlichel yisura. But the answer is because it's not true because. There are certain criteria which have to be met to make a roster, which aren't met in that scenario. And the criteria are kinah and stira, which you didn't have over here. And that's why she's mutter. But you see, the fact that the person knows of what happens is irrelevant. So even the man walks and says, I know Pesach Pesuach, who cares what you know? But if it didn't meet the criteria of kinah and stira, it's not roster. Okay. Mikomachum Kasha, it says Kinah Vistira in Pesach Pesuach Loi. So we've explained Rabbi Lozer's statement. You know, it's not illogical as you suggested that we should like throw the whole thing out. No, it makes sense. It fits. Everything is wonderful. But how could Rabbi Lozer also say Pesach Pesuach? More than 1 second. Well, the Tameich, according to your question, that Rabbi Lozer's statement of Enish and Aseres Al Ba'alo was an exclusive statement. So what do you mean? Kinah Vistira in Edim Loi. You tell me the only case that comes Aser is if you go through the process of Kinah and Stira. But if there was Edim with Sarah Mazana, she's not Aser. That's not true. So what Rabbi Lozer can't be saying an exclusive statement. Because clearly there's exceptions. So while what's the exceptions, we have no kasha on Pesach Pesuach either. So what did Rabbi Lozer mean? El HaKamar. What Rabbi Lozer meant to say was the following. Eino isha neseres al ba'alo beit echod ela b'shnei eidim. First of all, you need two eidim. But with kinah b'stira, I feel like beit echod nami. What's exceptional about kinah and stira that only kinah b'stira will result in this issue is in the case of eid echod. Because by kidding the halacha is, if the man was makana her, don't be in seclusion with Beryl, and then she's in seclusion with Beryl, right? And then both of those have two Adim. Two Adim said, he warned her for the two Adim, don't you dare do that. Two Adim saw her do it. Then Erecha walks in and says that she was Mazana. So Loch is that she's also Vadai. She's not a Saita anymore. The Erecha makes her Vadai, that she's a Zoyna. So Erecha works. That's the only case Erecha works. But if Erecha would walk in and say, I saw a woman Mazana without any prior Kinyan Stira, the Erecha wouldn't be believed. And she'd be mutter to her husband. Even though there's an Erecha, but she's still mutter to her husband. So that's what Rebbe was saying. Okay. So now the question is, so once we're saying that, so two Adim that she's Mazana, Vada she's also. Erecha that she's Mazana, she's mutter. So where does Pesach Pesuach fit into the picture? Is it like one Adim or two Adim? Pesach Pesuach, Kishtei Adim Domi. That halacha that the person is believed vis-a-vis himself to make her usher, like the way they told you from the source yesterday, that the logic is the same logic as Hadas B'din K'Adim Domi. Well, there you have it. It's like 180. If the logic of Hadas B'din K'Adim Domi and the logic of Shavu Nafshei Chilul Yisur is the same logic, so vis-a-vis himself, he's like he has multiple Adim. So he has two Adim, so she's usher. So Pesach Pesuach is good. Okay. Now,
in general, I mean, this is sounds like it's saying that look, we accept evidence in lieu of Adim. How's that, you know, generally fit in terms of taking evidence?
Well, over here's not the side. Okay. Which part sounds to you like that it's accepting evidence in lieu of Adim?
Okay. Well, it sounds like it's Kishne Adim.
Right, but so that's a different thing. That's not accepting evidence. That's the person is saying if he feels confident that he knows what happened, so he has responsibility vis-a-vis himself. He has responsibility to he says, I know that she's Mazana. So if you know that, I know I borrowed money. Right? There's no Adim that I borrowed money. I know that I borrowed money. He says, the man comes in and says, the reality after I was with her is I know for sure that she passed the Pesulah. Mukhazet is off the table, the Tosafot says, so she was Mazana. So as far as I'm concerned, I know about it, she was a Mazana. So once he says that, he has to deal with that.
And if, I don't know, if there's some other way of coming up with that statement of Pesach Pesuach. Well, it's not that he says it, but...
Well, the more actually says the case later on, the more says we don't do it. We don't do the test. The more suggested it might be a test.
So he sort of can't accept her the way she is. He decides it's not a problem. No, he say what you're saying, once he realizes that...
Well, we're talking the case of Eishes Kayin. The more so, you're right. The average case, you know, I would say because she's mutter, but the case of Eishes Kayin is a self deraisa. He says, "Well, I don't mind it. That's wonderful. You don't mind, but she's also to you,
right?
Right. So, well, you're that's all right. But Tosis back in Bezin with Alps, this is exactly why Chazar Masakin that he has to go to Bezin, they have to get married in Revi, because we don't want him to saying I don't mind. We want him to be in his first response, which is going to be he's upset and run to Bezin the next morning. We give him 3 more days and he'll, yeah, whatever, forget about it. That's exactly what we're worried about.
Yeah, well, in this case here, we compare to like the case of saying I know I borrowed money from this person. I'm saying that there's someone, I'm sure of that. In this case, comparison is he's sure, fine, he's sure it's Pesach Pesuach, but the reason why is still a potential suffix.
Good, but
we can even say in his mind he doesn't even know for sure. If he's telling me I borrowed $100, he's making, you know, that's like may aid him.
So that's a good question. So I think Russell was bothered with also, but the answer is once his rule is taken, the rice of the chumra. So a man saying I know vada that I have a suffix, he's also also. My money that you don't have to pay me is suffix. The only case you have to pay is me by vada. But once his rule is taken, the rice of the chumra. The Shabbat actually the sermon is if I say this is us, or I have to live with that. Once it's rule second rice of the chumra, if I say this is a suffix, I also have to live with that. So we believe you that it's a suffix. Well, but what's the law by a suffix? She's us. So you're saying that you have a suffix. You have something else. Iser, as far as the Torah, once the rule says the chumrah, it's a vade din. See, he's saying he vade has the lachos to make the rice of the chumrah. You're right. We need his vados. He can't say I'm not sure. If you're not sure, say I'm not sure if I borrowed money. That's not my dos baldin. But he's saying I'm sure that I have a status which Allah says is aser. I speak to the rice of the chumrah. Okay, now we're not finished with the Reb Elazar. We've worked out Pesach Pesuach. We've answered the steer to Reb Elazar's. But now that we're saying Reb Elazar's statement was he's discussing Eid Echad, where does Abba Melech fit in the picture? Okay. There were Eidim over there, and if you're telling me that Reb Elazar's point was you need Eidim. So Rashi says there is harb eidim b'davar. Tosfos says, "What are you talking about?" So even though it was, people knew that he brought it to his house, they don't know what happened afterwards, and we don't assume anything in halacha in that situation. Hasim einus haba. One answer is that it's a case of einus. She had a dinam of einus, so she's not also labal. And therefore, she's not also the boil. It's a fascinating din. When a man's ma'anas a woman, the din of echel labal, echel labal doesn't apply. Because she's not also to her husband, she's not also to the ma'anas either. It's only unless, if they did a production.
Unless he's a kohen.
Unless it's a kohen, right. And then the more says, okay, the boy is same. The second answer why she's not also is because he held over Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. The ma'anas. I mean, he has other problems being a kohen, but like that, but same, but okay. It's an interesting question. What if the husband is a kayan and she's also to her husband because of that? Is there din of echel the baal echel the boil?
No, there isn't.
Okay. Yibayi said, "Kihad Amar Rabbi Shmuel and Nachmani Amar Rabbi Anderson." Call a yotzei mechemes bis David get creases kaisiv leishtai. So. Before they left, they would give a get. So David Melo took a woman who was not married. So the whole story is right. So is not relevant because David Melo had instituted in his with his soldiers that before they would leave, because of the concern about the woman being stuck, either question being aguna, the question being forcing her to wait, yibum, whatever the situation might be. So he instituted that everybody gave a get before they left. Dechsiv v'esachicha tivkoid l'shalom v'esaruvosam tikach. So that this is referring to when. Yishai told David to go out to see his brothers who were out fighting for Shaul. You should go see if they're okay. And as aruvosam tikach, go take their aruvosam. My best aruvosam tikach. Go get the get. They're going out to war, so you should go visit them and receive the get from them to bring back for their wives. You should be the shliach to bring the get for their wives.
So even though Shas Maisa, it was problematic from a, you know, the fact that they were still married at the time.
You go back with David.
Yeah.
Well, so that's a good question. Exactly how this get works? Does it work? Was it a get which was given and then they would remarry, or was the get given al tanai? If you look at Tosis. Kolayotze, you go all the way down. You go down to the fifth wide line in the Tosis. Ve'natam Farish, you see it at the end of the line. Coast of Galakris of Lagarmi Belushim tonight. So, see, he learns that there wasn't even a tonight involved. Okay. Tosis has problems with that pshat. But it's a Tosis, the way she was much of the double mouth, the more same, because she was not an atheist at all. Tosis.
This sounds like that the Yishai sent them out to get this the get.
Yishai sent David to go visit his brother to get the get.
To bring the get, so they weren't. The get was already written.
But it hadn't been delivered yet.
But it hadn't been delivered.
And so David's job was to go get the gittin for the wives. They say, so Rashi learned that.
Did he see from his behind? I mean, did he leave?
No. This wasn't the story. This is much earlier.
Oh, okay.
So David, Yishai had created an approach with his sons that before, when they went out to war, they would divorce their wives. So David took that and applied it. But he learned from his father, and he applied it to all of his soldiers. So Uriah was, by virtue of being a soldier in David's army, had given a get. The way Tosfos learns that there was the other way, part of Tosfos argues in the Ben Thomas says that it was Batanai, and Uriah died at the end. So the circumstances how he died, a different story, but he died, right? So the bottom line is he died. So the get was effective retroactively, so she was an osir. So even though at the time that he did it, that was improper, but that wouldn't create an issur at the end. Okay, let's see Rashi. Me over by Lazar Hachi.
So you've got this couple dignitary get during the period after the divorce, she's with somebody else, she can go back to it.
The issur of Masa Grishasa, a man's regardless of his wife, he's allowed to take her back. If a man is regardless of his wife, if she marries somebody else, she can't go back to her first husband. And for the second marriage, right? If a man is Megarish's wife and she's mizat, and she has beer with somebody not in marriage, she can go back to the first husband.
So it's a kedushin actually that makes the yisur.
Correct. Well, kedushin and beer, you need both, because the pasuk says nikmes. That's the more we had in the first parak in the Romans. Nikmes. The pasuk says acharei hutamoa. After she became Tomei, so it means Tomei doesn't mean Tomei and Avera, but it means she had beer with somebody. So that makes it also to the first husband. See Rashi. Miyamar Belozer Hachi. What? She is Erisin and Nesuan.
Yes.
Miyamar Belozer Hachi, the narrow line. Isha Mizana Nesera Salfibala. So I'm not sure you need Nesuan. You need Erisin and Bia. I'm not sure you need Nesuan. Let's say they had Bia as like in Yehuda. They had Bia like by an Arusa. I'm not sure you need Nesuan. It's a good point. I'm not sure. Isha Mizana Nesera Salfibala. Can Rabbi Lozer say that she becomes usher just because the husband said so? We have Rabbi Lozer saying, Kino, Shamar La Artistri Implani. Do not be in seclusion with so and so. And then Adam came that she secluded herself after she'd been warned. The story of David and Bathsheba. Is it logical what you're saying that Belozer said this? There was no kinoi over there. Avoid me Yisroel. She didn't come Asher Aluria. Dilu Nesser Aluria. Nesser Afal David. How do we know she didn't become Asher to Uria? Because if she would have been Asher to David as well. The Kaimalon Kashem Shasur Labal Kakasur Laboyal. Holokash. Klemmer. Mishumho Kusha Lositke Rebelozer. This question you're asking doesn't remove Rebelozer's statement, and then we had it done so, would have solved our problem. Because it's saying the opposite. Holokamer. Ain Isha Neseris Labal. El Iske Kinibistiro. The woman does not become Asur unless there's Kinibistiro. Which is proved even though David is aware of what had happened, it doesn't make her usher. Where it says, what do you mean? Is Rabbi Lozer excluding Adim? Adim loy b'tamia afiliyesh Adim shazinsa shemen neseres b'loy kinoi. So you're arguing that the only way a woman will be usher, even if she's vadi mazana with Adim, is that there's a warning beforehand. That's not true about Ksiv, Kimatsu by Ervas Tavor. That The pasuk says if the husband divorces his wife because he found the erva stavar, that there was erva there. So it sounds like just the fact that there was a mice of erva of her being mizana is enough, even though there was no kini beforehand. Void halonis pasa asura. I'm not sure what Rashi's rise from holiness pasuk is, because that's said by the pasuk of said by the pasuk by Kinyan Stira. So I'm not sure Rashi means that. Edition says the you need to wait it. We have two edim on the kinui, two edim on the stira. I feel bad. She's awesome. Feel ain't betuma eleidecha nema. Even though there's only one aid that she was mazana, she's also. Now, how do we know that? The Ksiv, it says by the story of the Soita, after the king of the Syria, it says, there's no aid testifying about her status. The word aid, even though it's written in the singular, in the Torah's usage of the word aid, it means testimony. And testimony means to aid it. There's no aid. There's no two aid. But there could be one. Elachad. And the pasuk continues and says, since she it wasn't against her will, she wasn't grabbed. Asura. So we see that even though if there was not two, there's only one. If it wasn't through coercion, she's asur. So aid echad is enough to make isur. So what's the logic? It seems that the Torah is saying it's logical. The combination of the factors of a kinoi with two edim, a steer with two edim, and that she was mizana, the Torah says that's enough to make her awesome. So if that's what Rabbi Lozer meant over there, Mehakshal Tishlon, the Rabbi Lozer, the Pesach Basuach, Loisal Atzma, Kishneinim Dami, Shedaber Boruhu Loi, Shenibula. He has to deal with that, like to aid him. Minemalo Yasru al Dabitre Aidim Harba Yadu. There are many Aidim which know about it. Now, so Rashi learns there was Aidim. Tosfos learns the cause that there was no aid in that there was the mice of bia between the two of them. There was aid in that he took it to his house, but there's no aid in there was bia. Tosfos says that the Morris kasha is once you told me that Pesach Basuach was like to aid him because he knows. So David also knows. So you should have the same. You should have the dinner Pesach Basuach that vis-a-vis himself. He's Naaman like to aid him. David should have that status as well. That's the Morris kasha. So the answer is get krisus kosev lishtoi. So one answer is oinus. Second answer is get krisus kosev. Shem yomus b'mulchama yehi gets miyayim ksivasoi. If he dies retroactively, it takes effect from the time of the writing and giving. Remes uriyah b'mulchama and uriyah died. The ksiv b'mulchama shol b'sachicha tifkoi. So Yishai told David to do this. So David lomid mi Yishai aviv lahanik shafa yotzel mechamah somav oisin kei. So Shaul did not have that procedure. Yishai did it on his own. But David took that and made it an institution under his government that every time they go out to war, everybody give a get. That which connects the two, which are of them, elu kedushin. That's the kedushin. Tikach titol mi b'neim al yedei get. Take that away through the get. Just go back to Tosfos for a second. So Tosfos is introducing. Why didn't Rashi learn like Tosfos? David knew that's Pesach Pesuach. So the answer, Pashas Rashi learned. Since Uriah didn't know, so vis-a-vis Uriah, she's mutter. She's not in the mechel about mechel boil. Because vis-a-vis her husband, she's mutter. So the fact that David knew that he did it wouldn't create a shavin afshech lichel yisura. Right, so Rashi seems alone like that. If this is a halacha scenario, which the husband, which she not become husband to the husband, she wouldn't. That's how halacha, because there's no edim there. So Rashi seems to learn she wouldn't become matzah to the Baal either. So Rashi says, what was the, there were Edim vis-a-vis the Baal. Rashi says, there were no Edim vis-a-vis the Baal, but the Baal, who knows that he was Baal her Baratzin, we go on the second tariff, it wasn't Baal, it was Baratzin, and she's also to the Baal. He knows she's also to the Baal, even though the Baal doesn't have to believe that. But he has to accept that as if she was also to the Baal. So vis-a-vis him, she'll have, the Baal will have a din that he has to accept her status as if she's also to the Baal, and therefore she's also to the Baal. Okay. Okay. Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, Ribalosh's din, we have the Mishnah supports it. Avanan Namitinina. It's our Mishnah. Sulanis is the Yomer V. The Yomer V in the Yomer Chamishi Loi. So we don't let her get married in Yomer Chamishi with Tafka Yomer V because we want this fellow to come running to Bez in the next morning. My time. Why? Mishum Ikure Daita. We're worried that he's going to cool off. Kar is Loshan of Cold. He's going to cool off. His das will cool off. He'll get. Now, Ulamai. So what are we worried about? Elam Esav Lo Ksuva. Esav Lo. So what are you worried about? That he'll divorce her, but he'll pay her Ksuva? So pay her Ksuva. So that's what we're worried about. We're worried about Elo Yisro Lo. We're worried about because the situation will, where she'll become Osir. And he, after cooling down, will not report it and remain with her. Beisr. So we see clearly that even though there was no aid in that she is Mazana, it's just him deducing it from being together, she becomes Usher. To the point that we made this whole Takana to make sure that he comes to Bezin and acts properly vis-a-vis the sister. So we have in the Mishnah this idea that the man's Yediyah creates Isser. Now, what was the argument? What was he claiming that would bring him to Bez? Love isn't it the Katoyan Tainas Pesapasua? The scenario was they were together. And he says, "Why Pesapasua?" So Bezin says, "We better make a Takana that he should come to Bez the next day because she's also once he knows that, and we're afraid he won't act upon it." So we have to make sure that he will act upon it because Pesach Basua makes her usher. Versus Lo, the Katoyan Tanis Domin. The case wasn't that he's claiming. The case was that we have independent verification because the Gemara said later on that they would be able to verify whether there was Dam or not. So that the so what's the end of the thought? So. You've proven that we don't have Edom, right? That we don't have. We don't have Edom that there's a Maisabia. We have circumstantial evidence that something happened, right? But what you can't prove is Rabbi Lazar's did. So once that's true, and we know Shabbat Nashik, again, that wasn't the kid, it's Rabbi Lazar, right? So Abai wasn't challenging that point. Right, what was he pointing? He's pointing out that when the person claims that he knows, that's valid. Well, you haven't proven that. Because maybe the case was that it was not his claim. It's this part at least is verifiable, that there was no doubt. But if he says Pesach Pesuch, maybe like him late. Maybe he doesn't know. So Rabbi Lazar's Kiddush, that you can't prove from the Mishnah. Let's see Rashi. The first narrow line. So Rashi already throws in that the point that Abai is proving is don't argue that the man is not knowledgeable and therefore we can ignore everything that he says, which is Rabbi Lazar's Kiddush. Well, we see that in the Mishnah. We're worried about a Kriya Daita, Acheni B'Shabbos. We're worried that he'll cool off until next Monday. Well, the Mike Kapli Rabbanon, even Kara Daita. Why are we worried if he cools off? If it's a giving, so when Esav Lo, Ma'alon Lav Sida, Verehi Ben Noisin, who Noisin Midas, he wants to give, let him give. Alav lo isra. Who the kapdin? We're worried about the. We are concerned. The bezin is makbid because there's an isra over here. Shlugit the car that we don't want him to cool off. Mikayim es asur loy and maintain a woman who's asher to him. Al mekosim b'tayin asrinam lo alei. When he says it, she becomes asur. So Mor says tana's dumb. The tana mevareresi. Well, like remember, look him like that's a clear argument, which you can't say he's not knowledgeable. A pesach besuach, emel lecha, look him like. But Rabbi Loza's chiddush, a pesach besuach, the man is knowledgeable. You can't prove that from here. So that chiddush, Rabbi Loza, at that point, Rabbi Loza, you can't. Now, Tosha says, what was the more? I mean, it's a pretty easy answer. What was the more habamina? The more habamina was that. We're not worried about Kriya Daitam in case of Dhamma. The more verifiable it is, the less chances that it'll cool off. Part of the cooling off process is by saying, you know, maybe I didn't get it right. I'm not so sure. The mind will play games because he wants to stay with her. But he can't play games when it's Vadai. So the more Havamina was, it probably wasn't the case of Dhamim, because I'm not worried about Kriya Daitam. It must be the case of Pesach B'Suach. The more says, no, even my Dhamim, we're concerned about Kriya Daitam. There are cases, and therefore that's what Chazal Ramasak. Okay.